This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
On the fan, can I interest you in Jackson Dart at number 3 overall to the Giants? 888-808-1019. I got you until 5 a.m. You can tweet me or find me on Instagram, both at PatBoyle44. Phone number to join the show, again, 888-808-1019. And you hopefully know by now you can listen no matter where you are, anytime on the Odyssey app. So, how would you feel if the Giants draft Jackson Dart at number 3 overall? Because the closer we get towards draft day, the more and more I think that's the scenario that's going down. That is the reality in which I think the New York Giants are going to find themselves in just over a month from now. I said it a couple weeks ago when I hosted. It was 2 weeks ago, last time I was on the air. A week and a half ago, I don't know, I lose track of the days. I don't even know what day of the week it is. It's Wednesday, I guess, now. That I think an ideal scenario for the Giants is that they trade up to number 1 overall. They draft Cam Ward. And then all this discussion about, Aaron Rodgers, or what veteran quarterback should the Giants bring in. To me, it's moot. Right? It's a great Larry David. It's moot. It's a moot point. Because I want the Giants to trade up to number 1 overall. I want them to draft Cam Ward, and he should be starting week 1. And it's simple as that. No more. we're not playing the whole waiting game, 4-5. Oh, maybe 5-6 games in. No. If the Giants pull off the trade to go to number 1 overall, they're drafting Cam Ward. He's starting immediately. But the more and more that I, read reports, kind of read between the lines, read the tea leaves. Now, we haven't gotten much public discourse from new Titans GM Mike Borgonzi or Cleveland Browns GM Andrew Berry. But just the more and more I think about it, I don't see there's any shot in hell that the Titans don't take Cam Ward at number 1. They need a quarterback. Will Levis stinks. And I really wanted Will Levis to be good, but he stinks. You're going to let him play quarterback again for the entire year? I mean, come on. And the Browns, Deshaun Watson's going to miss the whole season again. I mean, talk about karma. Re-ruptured his Achilles. He ain't playing. He's not playing. What are they going to go with? Kenny Pickett? I mean, let's get real. They have a good offensive line. And Shedeur Sanders, who is accurate, doesn't have a big arm, isn't all that athletic, is not as fast or mobile as Cam Ward. That's a good fit. Put him behind a good offensive line. An accurate quarterback. Browns are desperate. They're not getting out of the guaranteed money they got to pay to Deshaun Watson. So what's the next best thing? Draft a rookie QB that you don't have to pay for 4 years. So to me, that's where I think we're going. As much as the Titans said, we're open for business and we're not going to pass on a generational talent with people thinking that they're going to take either Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter at number one, they need a quarterback. I think the most likely scenario is they draft Cam Ward at one, Shedeur Sanders goes to the Browns at two. And then here are the New York Football Giants. Thanks to the 45-point win, the scoring 45 points in the win against the Indianapolis Colts, here they are at three, no longer in control of which quarterback they'd like to take. But hey, I guess that's maybe what saved Brian Daboll and Joe Shane's jobs. Two guys that shouldn't be employed in this city right now. Because one doesn't know how to coach after he was the coach of the year just a couple of years ago. Shocking, right? I know, you would think. And the other doesn't know how to be a GM. Outside of, a good draft last year, which you got to give him credit for. Basically nailed last year's draft, but every free agency decision has bombed in his face. The first two drafts, god-awful. But yeah, hey, 45 points against the Colts, and now you're picking number three. So what I think happens, Cam Ward and Shedeur are off the board. Here are the Giants at three. And we know that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are desperate. We know it. I mean, you've heard it probably on this station. You've heard it on TV thousands of times. They are desperate. The Giants will do something desperate. I mean, yeah, it's the reality. Now, John Mara didn't necessarily give him a playoff mandate, but said he hopes he better feel a hell of a whole lot better than he does right now at the end of the season. Couldn't think of a good reason to keep him, but didn't want to go through the process of having to hire a new GM and a new head coach. So because of John Mara's mistake of not doing the right thing and moving on, whereas the Giants should have had a new GM, a new head coach, to then draft a new rookie quarterback, and you have the holy triumvirate, you have a fresh reset. Now you got a GM and head coach that knows their jobs are on the line, so what are they going to do? They have Tommy DeVito. No offense to Tommy Cutlets. Love him. Wish it really would have worked out, but it's not a starting NFL quarterback. It's not. So what are the Giants going to do at three? With right now, currently, the best free agent options being Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, who visited the Giants yesterday. You want to throw Joe Flacco in the conversation, I guess. And you have a GM and a head coach that need to prove. And look, I mean, let's be honest. Any of those quarterbacks, I mean, we just saw Aaron Rodgers play for the Jets last year. They won five games. So for anybody that thinks Aaron Rodgers is, one, going to choose the Giants, two, if he does choose the Giants, that they're going to win more than five, six games, what? Does that keep Joe Shane and Brian Daboll's jobs? And that's if Rodgers is able to stay healthy and play every game. Like, max games the Giants are winning are five or six with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. And I don't think it's happening anyway. So with any other quarterback, Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, they're probably winning, four, five, maybe. If everything goes right, they're winning six. They're doubling their win total from last year. Does that keep their jobs? No, Joe Shane and Brian Daboll realize, hey, the best thing that we can do to keep our jobs is to draft a rookie quarterback, have him play, and have him look somewhat promising. So Cam Ward's gone at one. Shedeur Sanders is gone at two. What do the Giants do? Well, hey, Pat, the Giants can just trade back into the first round and draft Jackson Dart. They can draft Travis Hunter. They can draft Abdul Carter. And then they can trade back into the first round and draft Jackson Dart, right? Yeah, in theory, that looks great. But, do you remember a guy named Michael Penix Jr.? Do you remember him? Who's now going to be the starting quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons? Because I heard for months last year, leading up to the college football playoff, and immediately after the college football playoff, where he looked terrible against Michigan despite balling out the game before that, Michael Penix is a second-round quarterback at best. He's not going first round. And then we got a little closer to April. Oh, Michael Penix might go late first round. And then the Falcons took him eighth. I guarantee you the same draft rise, and it's already begun. I was saying this weeks ago. The same draft rise is going to happen to Jackson Dart. 888-808-1019. So the Giants will be left with a dilemma. Draft Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, any of the other guys that are top five picks, and hope that they can trade back into the first round, late first round, 25 or above, and 22 or above, I guess, and draft Jackson Dart, and risk having another team take him before that, and then what? And then who do the Giants draft? Will Howard from Ohio State? Kyle McCord from Syracuse? And now you're starting any of those aforementioned veteran bridge quarterbacks, and you're hoping that things all fall into place and that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll don't lose their jobs? Or, because they're desperate, because they know their jobs are on the line, do they just say, F it. Screw it. We like Jackson Dart. Maybe we like Cam Ward better, right? But we like Jackson Dart, and we saw what happened last year. Penix got taken at 8, balled out in a couple of games that he started when the Falcons finally turned the keys over to him. Bo Nix went 11, balled out, made the playoffs with the Denver Broncos. We can't afford to have some other team take Jackson Dart in the teens or, you know, 10, 11, the Saints maybe at 9. We can't afford to have that happen, and now we're stuck with no rookie quarterback and Jameis Winston or Russell Wilson. That's getting us nowhere. Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are going to be looking at each other. If they're on the clock, Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders are gone, they're looking at each other saying, oh God, what do we do? The Titans wouldn't trade with us. They refuse to let us go to one. They wanted Cam Ward. What are we doing here? Who are we taking? They're gonna take Jackson Dart at number 3 overall. 888-808-1019. And I think that's the most realistic scenario. I think that is what's going to happen. The Giants are going to take Jackson Dart at 3 overall, and I want to know how you would feel about it. Would you lose your mind? Or by the time draft night rolls around, and this is becoming more and more of a possibility because maybe you're hearing the talking heads on TV talk about it, that Jackson Dart could be the surprise of the first round. I mean, I've already seen some other media outlets say that as well, not getting too much traction.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
But if draft night rolls around and the Giants take Jackson Dart at 3 overall, are you going to be booing at your TV, flipping off your TV, cursing Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, knowing or thinking that the worst is going to happen? Maybe you think Jackson Dart is going to be a bust. Maybe you think that he's not worth the 3rd overall pick. Maybe you are dying to get Travis Hunter on this team and have him play receiver aside from opposite of Malik Nabers, and then wait to and try and draft a quarterback next year. And you think that's the best move. Or are you going to stand up and say, hey, you know what? Screw it. Let's hope the kid is great. 888-808-1019. Would love to hear from you. If you're a Giants fan, how would you feel about Jackson Dart if he goes number 3 overall to the Giants? And it's a possibility. I think there's a legit possibility, and I think it is the reality that ends up happening. Because Jackson Dart went to Ole Miss. You know who else went to Ole Miss? Eli Manning. And Jackson Dart said at the NFL Scouting Combine about Eli, quote, he's been a huge role model for me. Somebody who has shed a lot of wisdom throughout my time at Ole Miss. He's someone I've really looked up to. We've definitely had those conversations. He's a legend. Anytime when you're around that Hall of Fame style of a player, you want to take little pieces and learn as much as you can. And who knows how much Joe Shane and Brian Daboll would take into account any opinion that Eli Manning would give them, but also let's not forget that the Giants are considering selling a minority stake, and Eli Manning has obviously expressed interest in doing so. And if he were to have any kind of conversations with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, and they say, hey, Eli, you're arguably the most successful quarterback to come through this franchise, what do you think we should do? And if Eli likes the kid, likes the Ole Miss connection, he's probably going to say, hey, think about Jackson Dart at number 3 overall. Then you have the fact that the Giants obviously have some kind of interest in him as it is already, because they went and saw him at the Senior Bowl, and they went and saw him at the Combine. And Jackson Dart spoke about Brian Daboll going and visiting him, and he had nothing but good things to say about Brian Daboll and the Giants coaching staff. Now, and what is he going to say? Is he going to crap talk them? No. But also at the same time, he did have some really, really nice things to say about Brian Daboll. Quote, yeah, that's been great. Coach Daboll is somebody who brings a ton of energy anytime you step into a room, and that whole coaching staff, I had a ton of experience working with them at the Senior Bowl, meeting with them, and then especially here, talking about the Combine, you know, being able to sit and talk ball again. So it's been a lot of fun. They're great people, and at the same time, they're great coaches. I said it 2 weeks ago when I hosted, the Giants have to draft a quarterback. Joe Shane and Brian Daboll need to give John Mara a reason to believe in the future, a reason to not fire them. And the best possible thing, considering the talent that this team has, which is far behind the Eagles, miles behind the Eagles, far behind the Commanders, behind the Cowboys, they're the worst team in their division going into the year. The NFC North is going to be loaded again. The Giants are realistically going into this season, quarterback aside, the rest of their talent on the roster is probably worth 4 or 5 wins. So Joe Shane and Brian Daboll with their jobs on the line, the golden ticket for them to keep their jobs for another year, 2 years, 3 years, is to draft a rookie quarterback. And if the Titans won't allow them to trade up to one, if the Titans are saying, you know, screw that, we're taking Cam Ward, and the Browns take Shedeur Sanders at 2, the Giants either then take the risk that they're able to trade back into the first round and Jackson Dart is still there, or they are drafting a more of a project quarterback like a Will Howard or a Kyle McCord or a Jalen Milroe. Oh, Brian Daboll, remember, he used to work at Alabama. That is a possibility, but oof, that's your quarterback of the future, any of those guys? And then they're going into the season with most likely either Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston as their starting quarterback and hoping that things don't fall off the rails immediately again like they have so many times in the past for the New York Giants. 888-808-1019. I think they draft Jackson Dart number 3 overall, and I want to know how you feel about it as a Giants fan.